Welcome to the August 2013 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. One good way to keep your boiled lobster from dying in agony. They say lobsters don't have enough brain for pain, but can we be sure? Many people, including me, identify a lobster's frantic tail flipping as a sign of pain when it's being introduced to a steaming or boiling pot. But a while back, a University of Maine researcher, Michael Laughlin, said that the lobster's temperature sensors that trigger the wiggling reflex are not a brain, and that because lobsters don't have a cerebral cortex, their ability to experience pain is non-existent. Nonetheless, he decided to conduct an experiment to see if tail flipping during the initial stages of the cooking process could be reduced or maybe even eliminated, just in case. Accordingly, Laughlin volunteered his services as a chef to anyone on campus who wanted a lobster dinner. He ended up with 200 takers. On the appointed day, he first steamed a bunch of lobsters on racks inside a very large pot. He found that the lobsters on the top rack stayed alive and continued wiggling much longer than the ones on the bottom. Some were alive 20 minutes after the ones on the bottom were cooked. Yikes! Next, he hypnotized some lobsters. Oh, how? By turning them upside down and gently stroking their little tails. That's how you do it. Before dropping them into boiling water, the thrashing about lasted up to 90 seconds. Still not good. His third experiment consisted of putting lobsters into warm water and then gradually turning up the heat. Pretty bad. All the lobsters feverishly tail flipped for a very, very long time. Finally, he put a half dozen lobsters on ice, for 15 minutes. And then suddenly dropped them all into water, brought to a roiling boil. Voila! None of them wiggled or thrashed about for more than 30 seconds, and guess what? Some didn't move at all.